Blog Talk Radio.
Я письмо достал, Николай Иванович, и опять запрещенное.
Совершенно запрещенное. Белинского Гоголю.
Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо!
Double charges!
Good evening and good morning. It's Vincent the Bank coming to you live right here on VTR. The show is Disorderly Conduct. I'm your host. I'm going to be opening up the Insider Extreme Cam here in a minute. If you look up in the description of the show, you notice we have the Insider Extreme Cam there on live stream. That'll be up and running shortly. My interns are a little late getting into the studio here. So we should have it up and running shortly, so look forward to that. Also, plenty of stuff to talk about. I've already been talking about Dancing with the Stars and Bristol Palin and Sarah Palin of Alaska. And so I can fawn over the Palins further if you'd like. Seems like everybody's doing it these days. Why not? Mark turned on the TV today and cable news, that's all they can talk about. Sarah Palin, is she going to run? And I'm telling you, folks, she's not going to run, but she's going to wait till the last possible second to say she's not running. Okay? She's going to milk the spotlight for every last drop of what it's worth. She's a smart woman, smarter than you people give her credit for. And there you have it. Now, I'm not saying I'd vote for her for president. That's not an endorsement for her as a politician. I'm just saying her as an individual businesswoman who's basically the master of her own domain. I think it would not be within her and her family's best interest for her to run for the presidency. It just doesn't make sense. I think at the same time, it's also within her and her family's best interest that she leaves open the possibility that she could run for president either. But I think when it comes down to it, and she does throw in her hat, I don't think there's any guarantee she gets the nomination in the first place in the Republican Party. I think she represents a very vocal faction of the conservative movement, the conservative voters. And I don't know if it's even enough for her to necessarily get the national nomination. But we'll see. I think whoever gets the nomination from the Republican Party is somebody we haven't really thought about at this point. I think the next year is going to produce who that person is going to be. And you want to call in and give me ideas about who that could be? That'd be great. We don't have to talk about the Palins. It's just one of the many topics we're going to cover here, folks. I am going to do the news in a little bit, so stick around for that. Also, I've been having intermittent problems with my Skype connection today. I called into another show earlier, and I had to eventually leave the show because my connection kept getting garbled. So I'm not in the chat room right now. If I can just navigate over to the chat. If you folks can give me a heads up and let me know if the audio is okay or not, because I was having problems with my Skype connection earlier. So I'm on Skype right now. Hopefully it's stable, and you guys will let me know if there's any problems that I might have to tinker with. So there you have it. I want to thank my early listeners in the chat room, Iconoclast TX. And Seriously Central, thank you, Iconoclast, for the thumbs up on the audio. Appreciate it. Also, guest 7530. I don't know if you're aware of or familiar with BTR, but if you want, you can join us here in the chat room. I don't know if you can. I presume you can see the chat room. If you want, you can sign up for a profile on BTR. It doesn't cost anything. It's like any other social network thing. You have your handle and you put a profile, and then you can chat and we'll see your name. You can make something up like Seriously Sensual or Kyle Class Texas or Vince in the Bay or whatever. And then you can join us in the chat room and talk some smack with us. And you don't, you sign up for BTR, you don't have to be a host, you don't have to call in, you don't have to do anything. It just allows you to chat. Seriously, Sensual asks, hey Vince, how are you? Hey Seriously, Sensual, I'm doing well. I'm doing good. It's Wednesday. It's we're on the eve of Thanksgiving holiday. I'm going to try to wake up bright and early tomorrow and hustle up and try to rendezvous for an evening dinner with some family. It's just been kind of a lazy day here watching the Miami Heat get handled by the Orlando Magic, which is something we'll cover later in the news/sports segment of the program. But first and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, this is a call-in show. Your calls take priority. So please, join me. The number is 347-826-7667. That's 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bay. This is Disorderly Conduct. I will be your audio chaperone for the next hour and 47 minutes. That gives you plenty of time to give me a call, join me here, and we'll get things cooking, if you know what I'm saying. All right. Well, I'm going to step out here for a second and get some water to clear my throat, and I'll be right back. Speaking of stepping out, here's Gap Band right here on Disorderly Conduct. Join me, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Oh, to disorderly conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Program. I'm your host for the next hour and 42 minutes. So I want to thank you for joining me here early on in the program. And I thank those of you who joined me in the Insider Extreme Kingdom. I have one person in there with me, a girl from Detroit. Big ups to her. Hopefully, I'm thinking girl from Detroit might actually be the guest who was in the chat. But want to thank Nutmegs Next for joining us here. A lot of people coming in and out here. People are scooting around. I was right. Girl from Detroit was the guest. Hey, girl from Detroit. She's watching me on the Insider Extreme Cam. Hey, Nutmeg. Talk about an Insider Extreme. There's Nutmegs Next. She is... She goes way back with me in this program. It's in the chat. Getting a little feedback here. I'm going to try to correct that. Yeah, Nutmeg, I'm also live streaming on Livestream. You'll probably, if you look in the chat, you probably see I have the link there. I can't tell you that it's anything really interesting to look at. I just started doing it just to do it as an experiment. Eventually, I'm gonna sit back and look at these and think of what I can do with them. I can develop the melding of my radio presence and the idea of using video. And how the presentation should be thought out. And I have to say, I get a lot of inspiration from Ronnie Rucker. Ronnie Rucker, for me, is kind of a pioneer as far as the webcasting, web blogging, if you will, vlogging. And that's basically what Ronnie's doing. It's a video blog. I mean, he even broadcasts from his blog. He calls it a blog. It really is like a video blog, a video music blog. That's something I think I aspire to be, maybe something roughly in that genre. I might, veer some of the content in a different direction, but... more or less, I think that's what I'm going for. Would love to work out some sort of permanent studio situation. I don't know if I'm going to go as crazy with the green screen as Ronnie does. He's pretty psychedelic. He's sort of one of a kind. I wouldn't want to try to compete with that. But I don't know. I'm going to try some stuff out here in the next couple of months. So watch out for that. In the meantime, you can look at me at the live stream cam, look at this pathetic soul, and maybe you can suggest what we can do visually here to make this more enticing. And then there's Debbie Daly listened to my show and then one watched on the cam, and she thought I looked like a little kid. Because I look kind of young for my age, and I sound a lot older than I look. Than I am. So I can understand that reaction. So then I think, man, I should just stick to the radio thing and not do any video at all and keep the mystery sort of there at the same time. I don't know. Not that I want people to look at me. I just I want to work on the presentation. Obviously, I'm not going to be in my pajamas. Or my bathrobe, like I am half the time. If I'm going to do the video thing right, I'm going to do a little better in the presentation value as far as wardrobe is concerned. But there's some things to shoot for here, if you know what I'm saying. Anywho, give me a call, 347-826-7667. We've been having a good roll of shows here, getting good callers, getting a good steady flow of people. Last night, late night, it was Lady Slugga and my producer Amy holding it down for the last couple of minutes there. Easy Rider came through. Easy Rider was basically my co-host for the second hour, and I think the first hour was Callie. We talked about Dances with the Stars. I don't know, I think I've pretty much covered Dancing with the Stars to death, but I can always keep talking about it if you want to keep listening to me or talking to with me about it. And so there you go. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Let's chop it up. We can talk about LeBron and his pathetic Miami Heat losing.
Thank you, very nice.
Yes. Yes, Eugene, that is very nice. Very nice to see the Miami Heat struggling. I bet you the Miami Heat don't even make it to the finals this year. I wouldn't be surprised if it was another Celtics-Lakers finals. And it's like the final face-off between Kobe and Phil on one side and Shaq on the other side, along with the big three there. You know what blew me away? I was watching that game, and again, people, I keep, you know, I think I've damaged my cord, my headphone cord, because I jerk it around so much, I roll my chair over it. It's just, let me know if my audio cuts in and out, people. Anyways, so I'm watching the game, and Ilgauskas, who played with LeBron James in Cleveland. No, he's the center in New York. How does Miami have any money to pay anybody to be on that team other than those three big guys? I don't get it. Same thing with the Lakers. How did the Lakers? The Lakers picked up two strong free agents. Nutmeg says, "Oh my God, it's old Reuter." Hey, Nutmeg, I don't know where old Reuter is yet. I think he might still be over on Debbie's show, maybe. I don't know. Old Reuter said he's going to call in. I'm crossing my fingers, holding my breath that old Reuter comes through. Because we could really use old Reuter right about now. Wouldn't be such a bad addition to the show.
Thank you, very nice.
No, thank you. Thank you for listening. We're going to take a little break here. So sit back and relax. If you want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. And I am going to play. I was going to tell somebody I was going to play some Lady Gaga, but I don't think they're here. So maybe I'll hold off on some Lady Gaga. Let's do some Mac Dre. All right, here's some Mac Dre. I'll be back. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
Mac Dre. Back, baby.
Oh, boy, where you been?
Back.
Boy, where y'all been?
Wait a minute, boy. Wait a minute.
I'm out the roof of an old school, trying to campaign, smoking champagne, doing a damn thing, and it's a damn shame how these smurfs hate. But these Gilligans been tripping since my first day. Well, here's another knob, dope as a hover ride. Pull you the bump while you side through the parking lot. After the club, pulling on the dub, hollering at Hutches just trying to get dug out. Drought on niggas like me, like M to the D from the ROMP, Bo Billy. Using gangster scare tactics, tennis shoe pimping in my Nike Air Maxes. Back on the street after five in the slammer. I'm looking saucy, somebody get a camera. Oh, you mad? I ain't mad at you. I thought you knew. I'm just doing what I do. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I'm not fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, showing fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, showing fucking with you.
She heard a 15's knock when I hit the block. Then I hopped out buttered and she had the jock. I'm a whole magnet heat. I'm gon' pack it. Though I'm gon' stack it. Lick, I'm gon' jack it. On the scene. Always smoking green in the pen. I had CO bringing me the damn thing. It's your nigga G, Mac Driggity, back in the V. Look at me, I'm living free. No parole, I can choke a hoe. Get mail, post bail, and they gon' let me go. I'm here to let you know, this is real as it gets. I'm making hunks and chunks, don't fuck with kibbles and bits. Big face, $100 bills got me straight face. Gunning for the skill, I'm running with the peel. Going for two with the double R crew. Doing what I do, I'm doing what I do.
I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, so I ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, so I ain't fucking with you.
Mac D or Ebonic. Dope as chronic. Put it to a beat and make it stink like vomit. Boy, I'm a fool. Human jewel. At the studio, turning blunts into Jubels with D-Con, cause he keep D-Bomb. And the crest side be the turf that we from. I'm a hustler, straight shift getter. And she gotta pay, but Dre to get with her. No dough ho, leave me alone. I'm in the drop with the Cali sun heating my dome. Feeling like a movie star when I slide. They know who the hell we are. When we ride, it's the country club crest side crew. Acting some fools, partner doing what the fuck we do. Gorilla gurping, stay out the way, boy. And bow down when you see Mac Dre, boy. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn, sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I
do. Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn, sure ain't fucking with you.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
It's the Bay, Disorderly Conduct. Back here with you, the listener. Your calls take priority at 347-826-7667. Coming up in a minute here, the news, and also your calls, which take priority. We have Nutmeg's Mix in the chat room, an old friend of the show. Appreciate her coming through tonight. She's catching us here as we, two nights in a row, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time show. going with that time slot now for an indefinite period. I was doing 11 p.m. Pacific a little bit earlier, so I'm catching some people that I might otherwise not, would not have come across had I had my show still going at 11. But I think it works in both directions. There's a little give and take there. So it is what it is. And I'm ever so grateful to have Ole Reuter and Stephanie Morris with me in my chat room, as well as guest 7647, which I believe is a girl from Detroit, who was watching via the Insider Extreme cam. And if you want to watch me on the Insider Extreme cam, it's real easy. You just go over to livestream.com/VTOCCE. Check me out in the Insider Extreme cam. I'll type that into the show. Easy Rider, nice to see you, brother. Easy Rider was visiting with us.
Yes.
There you go. There's the link for the Insider Extreme cam, which a minute ago we had like a couple viewers. Yeah, still just a couple viewers, but girl from Detroit's hanging with us there. Stephanie Morris, very happy to have you with me here, darling. And we look forward to having Ole Reuter join us later. So he mentioned on Debbie's show that he'd come on here, so he's in the chat. So chances are we might hear from him on the air. Hear on the airwaves here with us on Disorderly Conduct. And that, my friends, will be a treat. There you have it. All right, so I'm going to take a quick break here. And when I come back, I'll do some news. What do you think of that, Eugene?
Thank you, very nice.
You're welcome. There you have it. And in the meantime, let's hear the Pogues right here on Disorderly Conduct. Join me, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back. Yeah, so that's the end of that song, I guess. Oh, man, and that's not the song I meant to play. This is the song I meant to play. Before I play the song that I meant to play, though, I want to extend an invitation to Stephanie Morris to join me here live on the air. Stephanie Morris is, well, just Google Stephanie Morris. She's all over the place. But she said that she says she's not sure if she's ready to go one-on-one with me. And I told her that not to worry, I'll be gentle with her. And I don't know what I'm wrong about, Stephanie. Stephanie, you should just come over. Yeah, you should just come over. Well, if you can't come over, then you should come on the program. If you can't do it now, it's fine. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, Stephanie Morris is a world-renowned, best-selling author of contemporary romances novels. She's probably one of the sexiest minds we have on our planet right now, ladies and gentlemen. And she cranks out these romances like they're nothing. It's crazy. I don't know what your average rate of production is of these novels, Stephanie, but I want to guess that it's maybe at least two or three a year, maybe. Is that... I don't know. And Stephanie, I'm following you on Facebook, of course. It looks like, at least from your Facebook, it appears that Too Close for Comfort is the feature. God, you have great... The women that you have on your covers are amazing. The dudes, I don't know so much. But I'd love to have Stephanie on for a reading or if Stephanie, if there's certain passages I could just read. Maybe I'll just have to read some of the passages myself. Like, it's really hot stuff. It's steamy. Like, it's stuff that I couldn't even think of, folks. And that's saying something, because I don't want to go into too graphic of detail, but, you know, I've dabbled in some naughty talk in my time and other stuff, and I gotta tell you, Stephanie's got some steamy, crazy, wild stuff. And you know, if you've got a bubbling romance right now, guys, and you want something for your lady to curl up to at night before and get her buttered up, check out one of Stephanie Morris's novels. Great stories. And they would put, they'll put old Reuter straight to sleep as well. In fact, that would be a great reading. Have like various like excerpts of Stephanie Morris novels read back by BTR All Stars. All of us could do. We could have old Reuter could do a passage. I could do a passage. Easy Rider, you could do a passage. Conservative TNT, you could do a passage. I always forget. Conservative TNT, that's Sean, I want to say. Confirm or not, whether or not it's Sean, I believe. I like to try to get, like, at least like to create the illusion that I care about getting people's names right. Anyways. Rooster. It's Reuter, but Rooster's just as well. Let's go to the phones. Caller, you are on the air. Identify yourself, please.
Check, 1-2-1-2. Just hang on.
Hey, you want to plug in your guitar real quick and do a sound check?
Oh,
just a quick line check.
I have to dig it up. I'm going to take a drink first. Hold on, dang it.
All right, take care. What do you got? Do what you got to do, man.
Hi.
All right. Well, he's getting things ready there. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like our time is here. Old Reuter has graced us with his presence already. If you want to join us here, I'm sure he's going to put on a little show for us. I don't know. I think he usually does a few standards. And then we'll talk to Old Reuter and see what's new and what's crack-a-lackin' with him. Speaking of crack-a-lackin', I want to thank Thundercracker. Thundercracker. Sounds like a white supremacist superhero. Thundercracker. I don't know. Anywho, Thundercracker, thanks for joining us. If you want to join us on the air, it's 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. This is Disorderly Conduct. We're going to hand the show over to Old Reuter here in a second. I just want to reiterate before we get going here that Stephanie Morris, please, if you would like to join us here on the air, it would be great to have you here. Okay, Thundercracker confirms that he is actually a Decepticon. And he talks about himself in third person. So there you have it. Boy, I didn't even get to play the song I meant to play, but it doesn't matter. All right, let's see if Old Reuter is line checked here. Old Reuter.
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I was saying, I didn't know I was muted. Boy, you missed like some prime A material there.
I don't doubt it.
I told the best joke in the whole wide world and nobody heard it.
No, my call screener heard it.
Oh, no, they missed it too. How about you? That's Stephanie. You know, if she called in, I'm somewhat of a psychic too. I'm an honorary psychic bitch on the Psychic Bitch Network. Hello, is my shit working?
Your shit is totally working, bro. Oh,
okay.
So you're telling us about the... Where can we find you on the Psychic Bitch Network? Is that...
Psychicbitch.com, but I'm actually like a judge in their poetry contest right now. And, but...
Oh, we have a news break, gal. The breaking is the news update. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this just in. It appears that rapper DMX has once again been arrested. That's right, rapper DMX once again back behind bars. The breaking news update, Phoenix, Arizona. Once again, rapper DMX back behind bars. He was arrested on Thursday on a felony charge for violating probation. The well-known rapper, whose real name is Earl Simmons, has a long history of breaking the law in Maricopa County. DMX performed in Scottsdale 1 week ago. The artist has been arrested 6 times now in Maricopa County, 2 of which were probation violation arrests for 2009 felony convictions for cruelty to animals, theft, and 2 drug counts. And this concludes the news update. Now back to the program already in progress.
to disorderly conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
We're having some problems here in the studio. We're gonna get to Old Root here right now in a second. And if you want to join us here, and if you've never experienced Old Rooter here on BTR, well, kids, wake up the parents, call your neighbors, get on your Facebooks and your Twitters, and blast it out. Old Rooter is coming to town. He's better than Santa Claus. He's like, Old Rooter is like, he's like the Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, Oprah, and the retarded kid from Deliverance, all wrapped up in one. And he's here with us on Disorderly Conduct. And let's see, I think he's plugged in and ready to go here.
Well, yeah, I'm just taking another drink. Hold on, Nick. How are you doing tonight there, Vince?
Much better now that we have you. Are y'all tuned and ready to go?
I'm ready to go, but hell, I've been drinking. I like to chit-chat, too. I was hoping that Stephanie chick would call in.
Yeah, well, that's what I was trying to do. I was trying to vamp a little bit to get her to potentially join us here, and maybe we can get some sort of audio erotica going.
Well, you know, what usually gets the chicks calling is once they find out that me, even though I'm 85 years old, I am somewhat of a blog talk radio legend, and I do psychic readings through my bottle of 10 High Kentucky Straight Sour Mash Bourbon Whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. You have to look me up. I look in there and I see shit. Got my bottle here. I left the throttle in the neck there. You know, I kind of leave that in there. Shit. Oh. Yeah, I bet. Just between me and you, Vince.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that Stephanie, that nice young Stephanie later got some big boobies.
You don't say.
I do say. I can see them in my bottle.
Wow.
They are big.
Well, you know what I say? I say trust but verify. I trust you. I trust that you know this.
Yes.
Old Rooter, but I need verification.
Well, the only way you can get verification is if that hot mama would call 347-826-7667. Yeah. Or if she's got Skype, she can go to that BTR listener 025. That'd do it too.
Thank you, very.
I got my guitar. Can I play a drinking song?
Play a drinking song for us, please.
All right.
And for you.
Thank
you, very nice.
Oh, sorry. I'm taking a drink. Shit. Goddamn, I'm going to be fucked up on Thanksgiving. This sucks. There was a time I could drink my cares away. Drown out all of the heartache. Every night and day. Ooh, wrong chord. When I thought of you, Katie, I'd have one more. Now the whiskey ain't working anymore. I need one. American Idol one verse version.
Cool.
Now, I expect something. Where that Stephanie ought to call and just hoist him. I got beads.
Like anal beads?
Yeah, those too. Yeah, I don't have the new ones where the thread's still white. I got them ones that got that like little brown, you know, like that tint to them, you know. You could try, you get through using them and you try washing them, but they just don't get quite as white as they used to be.
Thank you, very nice.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, man. Absolutely. Well, if you want to join me and Old Rudy here on the, or not, Old Rooter, of course, as quickly as he shows up, he disappears. Well, you'd almost swear he was a dream. That was a whole dream. I don't know. Stephanie, it's just you and I now. And, speaking of a dream, the dream continues. Now it's just Stephanie and I as we navigate the next hour and 4 minutes here on Blog Talk Radio. Stephanie apparently is going to take care of some business, and then she might join us here in a little bit. So look forward to that. Maybe she can be my guest host for the second hour. That was a great first hour. We had Old Rooter in here. I mean, what more do you want? Anywho, 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vincent the Bay. I think I am now going to go take a cold shower, freshen up a little bit, and hopefully come back and hang out with you folks right here on Blog Talk Radio. Looking forward to hearing Stephanie here in the second hour at the number 347-826-7667. Join me, won't you?
I'm a traveler of both time and space.
To disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Alrighty. And we are back. I am back. 347-826-7667. Oh, my.
Thank you, very nice.
Excuse me. Great, I left my water in the other room. It's no good. Let me take care of that. You know why I left the water in the other room, everybody? You know why? Because I'm wasted. And I'm back. Got my water. And I have a caller. Caller, I'm a little apprehensive about bringing you on the air. One, because you haven't raised your hand. Which, if you're familiar with BTR protocol, if you want to join me on the air here, you call in and you press number one to raise your hand. So if you're on the line, you want to join me, press one at any time and we'll get you on the air here. Okay. Just ran upstairs and back. I wonder if that's Stephanie. Is that you on the phone, Stephanie? I hope it is. And if it is you, Stephanie, I hope you will chime in at some point. I'd love to recite some of your poetry here, or some of your, well, your, I guess it's not poetry, is it? It's snowy. I get tricky to interpret as poetry, but it's more wait, Stephanie says N-O, no to what? I'm not even sure what that means. I'm sorry, I'm not even sure what that N-O, the definitive N-O, was too. N-O meaning you're not the one on the phone? That's fine. Not a problem. But anyways, beautiful butterfly, thank you for joining me here, the lovely and talented, beautiful butterfly. Pleasure to have you here. Caught your show earlier. Hope to catch it again soon. And let's go to the phone lines here. Caller from the 214, you are raising your hand. Identify yourself, please.
Hello, Vince, since you insisted that I call in.
Stephanie.
Yes, it would be I. How are you tonight?
The one and only. I'm doing so much better now that you're here.
You are going to have to behave.
I'll try. No promises. I'm a very naughty, naughty, horny, perverted man.
You're all to a bad start.
I'm off to a good start, you said?
No, a bad start.
Or bat. Oh, that's a bad start. Oh, damn. Well, hey, you know what? It can only get better from here, right?
I'm sorry?
So it can only get better from here, right?
Oh, I
so
don't
are
know.
You going to... Okay, we'll find out. So do you have any passages that you'd like to share with us on the air to sort of give us a little teaser as to what your work is like?
No, I wasn't prepared for that. gosh, I don't know.
Okay, I said that I think you do on average like 3 books a year. So that was that a good guess?
No. This year I have released, I think I'm at 6 or 7.
Wow.
I think the last book that just came out Too Close for Comfort, I believe that made it 7, because it started out with Proposition of the Rich Italian, then Laws of Attraction, A Matter of Honesty, Hard to Resist, Too Close for Comfort, Beyond Seduction, yes, a 7, because Beyond Seduction and then Too Close for Comfort just released. So it will be 7 for this year, and that is probably going to be it.
And if I'm not mistaken, I admit I haven't read all your books, but I do see a common theme, that sort of a thread that goes through them all, is they all seem to be young white males with black females. What is up with that fascination? What's up with that fascination? Why the transracial genre, if you will?
Fascination, huh? Okay. no, but actually I do, I actually write multicultural, interracial, African American, and contemporary. So I actually write across the board. But right now, a lot of the work that has actually been released, because there's some, you know, quite a bit of time between the actual book acceptance to the release. Right now, a lot of the interracial work is what is on the market, but I do have a few African American works that are out there. And in 2011, I will have a few just regular contemporary works hitting the market as well. So I have kind of touched as many genres and markets as I can. But as far as a fascination, I'm not sure if it's necessarily a fascination with interracial dating. You know, I just basically write what I know about, what I have experience with. So,
So are you dating anyone right now? Are you available?
I am dating. Let's put it that way.
You're dating. You're playing the field.
My options are open.
You're in the. Okay. All right. So as and a lot of this is partly autobiographical or embellishing autobiographical experiences. Where does your material flow from?
A little bit of everywhere, actually. I mean, you know, a lot of it definitely life experiences, not necessarily mine. You know, I do have friends with very interesting lives, and so I do take a lot of real life situations and put just enough of a spin on it to where you definitely can't really tell if it's something that happened or something that didn't happen, unless, you know, you were the person that was involved. So I will say that quite a few of my books are actually based on real-life events, you know, like I said, with just enough of a name change or location change to where I can protect the identities of the innocent. So a little bit of both. You know, sometimes it's just something that I've just completely made up and just went with it, but a lot of times, you know, like I said, it's definitely drawn either my life experiences or life experiences of friends. You with me, Vin?
Oh, geez, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my goodness. I just rambled there for about 20 seconds, and then I looked down, and I was muted. And then I was so I'm so preoccupied with that fact that I forgot what I was rambling on, and then I was transitioning into asking you something. I was going to ask you if you had thought to convert any of your material to a screenplay for a movie or a TV show, or your material could almost lend itself to the soap operas or something. Have you thought of doing any of that?
Well, I don't know if it's that dramatic, but I'll be very honest with you. Maybe at some point in the future, but right now, no, because the more things you do outside of writing, the less writing you're able to do. So if I become, preoccupied with, offers for, movies or plays or just, different things, that takes, time away from my writing. And I do know that, just from dealing with other authors, in the publishing world where they have branched out to do different things. And unfortunately, they're putting out less and less work because they're being pulled in a different direction. And so right now, this is definitely not a direction I want to go in.
Okay. So for my listeners and also for the folks that are listening via the podcast and archives, where can they find you on the internet if they want to contact you or get see your work? where can they find you on the internet?
Of course, I am on Facebook, author Stephanie Moore, so you can type it in and definitely find me. You can always visit my website, stephaniemorris.webs.com. Where else? I'm kind of out there. I mean, if you Google me, you'll definitely find me. That is one thing I can say. So most of my books are on Amazon, Borns and Nobles, Borders. Just about any Books A Million, just about any book outlet you can pretty much find online, definitely. In the stores, definitely going to find me on Barnes & Noble. Some of the other independent stores, of course, you probably won't find unless they are willing to order. But I'm out there. So, like I said, if you can't find me by going to my website, stephaniemorris.webs.com, you can just, do a Google search or Yahoo or Bing, whichever one you choose, and put in my name, and up I shall come.
And she's available. Just throwing it out there, guys. And I'm first in line too. If you had your own deli and you were taking numbers, I would be first in line for a ticket.
Oh, such a shameless plug there.
So Stephanie, I'm curious. Now some of these stories have got some pretty steamy details, right?
Yes, they do.
Like some of the. Yeah, there's like very a lot of graphic, detailed description of sexual encounters, correct?
Well, it is romance.
So if this was to turn into something else, would it be like, would you consider it soft porn? Is this erotica? What would you classify it as?
Actually, I am classified in between. It's what I write is actually called. It's actually a genre, I guess you could say, that has been created to kind of fit books that don't necessarily fall into one, or they may fall into more than one bracket. And so you have romance, and then you have erotica, and then you have a genre that's basically in between that is called romantica. And so that is basically where I fall, because while the, as you say, the sex scenes may be somewhat graphic and they're not graphic enough to be classified as erotica, but yet they're more graphic than you will probably find in your average romance novel. So, you know, like I said, that genre has been created for authors like myself.
Excellent. So do you think you could almost double as, say, like a sex therapist? don't you think if somebody came to you and was just like, you know, me and my husband are just not having much pep in our sexual department. What can you do to help? Don't you think you could just come up with some weird, wacky, erotic thing that they could do based on the stories that you've concocted?
No, you know, I'll stick to my area of expertise, and I definitely will say sex therapist is not one of them. You know, I definitely can, you know, give you some ideas, but, I mean, it's not necessarily going to, you know, fix your problems or whatever they may be. But, you know, if someone is saying to me, I just need an idea in general of something, you know, a scene to set up or something like that, oh, yeah, sure, I can, you know, bounce a few ideas off your, you know, off of you. But, you know, if it's a serious problem like most sex therapists handle, probably not.
Okay. Fair enough. So what do you have slated for 2011? Have any projects that are on the plate, on the back burner or on the front burner, or what's going on?
Well, yes, I actually already have three books that will probably be released the early part of 2011, probably starting in February. So I will probably have a book out in February, March, and April. And after that point, I'm sure I will, because like I said, I have quite a few books that have that are complete, that are written, just basically waiting on release dates for them. And so there, like I said, there are three of them that I know for certain that will be out the early part of 2011. So looking forward to it.
Excellent. Man, I have Stephanie Morris on my program. I knew this was going to happen. I would have pumped it up prior to the show.
Well, it was very impromptu, so.
Yeah, that's how we do it. All my shows, technically, every night my show is impromptu. I never schedule my show. You know, some people just schedule their show like months and months in advance. Every night, same time, blah blah blah. I just can't do that yet. I don't know if I will ever do it. I just, every night it's like, I might do it, I might not. It might be at 11, it might be at 10. I don't know. I got to see how my schedule works out. I got to see how it's. I got to test out the waters in BTR too. What else is going on? Because I'm a pretty avid BTR person. I like going on the other shows. I like listening to the other shows. I basically do my show to fill in the gaps, essentially. But then it's just kind of like you want to get a nice, solid fan base if you can. And, you know, at the same time, if you do a show on BTR too early in the day or too middle of the day, too prime time ish, you get lost in the shuffle. There's like 8,000 BTR shows now. It's insanity.
Wow.
You ever go on to BTR and like in the middle of the day, like
no,
5 p.m.
No, I'll be honest with you. A lot of times I don't. You know, I have a few.
Yeah, you have a life. You have a life. I understand.
Well,
I understand.
That too. But no, a lot of times, you know, this is one of those things. You know, you have your favorite show that you follow, and a lot of times, what may happen is kind of like yourself. You go into other shows, and you know. People find out about your show, and so they say, okay, well, let me check this out and see what's going on there, which is basically how we came into contact on another show we both follow. You put your information out there, and I said, well, I'll check it out and see what's going on with this crazy guy. But, you know, I haven't, like I said, I've never really paid attention to how many shows they actually have lined up, but I figure they had quite a few.
Yeah. Well, if you ever get a chance to, when you're online and you're just perusing the internet, like anytime, I'd say between like, I don't know, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern, there's, if you just go to the on-air thing, there's like literally like 10 pages worth of shows. And there's like nine shows a page or something like that at least, or 12. Insanity.
Wow.
And there's a couple of shows that have, like, a big following, and then every other show is just, like, one or two people listening. But that's why I like doing late-night shows, and, you know, see, you have less competition, and you get all the interesting insomniacs and trolls and just randoms like Old Rooter. Did you hear Old Rooter earlier?
Yes, I did. Very interesting character.
Yeah, have you, was this the first time you've heard him tonight, or have you heard from him before?
No, it's the first time I've heard him tonight.
You said first time tonight?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's a trip. He didn't go too crazy tonight. He kind of like came in, did a little quick little thing, and then bailed. I was hoping he was going to do it. He did perform a number for us, which is great. We got a performance out of him. And he had a few little quips, and then he was gone. Which is how he works. That's just how he operates. He comes in, does his thing, and bails. But I've done shows with him where he just takes over. He just, like, I can just mute myself and forget about it.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to call in because you were just so insistent. And so
She missed out on you, actually. Yes, that's right. He was begging for you to come on. And you came on, and he's gone. He totally missed out.
I'm sure he will catch an archive, so you'll get a chance to tune in then.
Yeah, absolutely. He missed out. Oh, so wait, so Stephanie, what part of the country are you in these days?
I am a southerner. I am actually in Texas, born and raised. You probably can't tell, but yes, there is a undertone of an accent somewhere.
Sort of, okay.
No, I can become Texan if needed, but most of the time I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, born and raised
in
Texas. Yes. Everything is bigger in Texas.
Where? Oh, really? Do tell.
Behave.
Do you drive a truck?
Yes, I do, actually. I drive an SUV.
Yeah.
I do. I apologize to the Go Green people. I'm all for recycling, but I have to have an SUV. And this
I
is
hear
big.
You, sister.
The what?
I said, I hear you, sister. Amen.
Thank you. Very nice.
Preaching to the choir. Continue, please.
Well, like I said, you know, born and raised in Texas. Pretty much all of my family is here for the exception of a few relatives who are upstate in the New York area. So they are well in bed now, as I should be. But I'm entertaining you and your listeners, hopefully. But
you're entertaining me. That's all that matters, okay?
Well, that's pretty selfish of you.
I don't care what my listeners think. It's just me. It's just you and me, baby.
Yeah, okay. No, just, you know, a down-to-earth person. You know, I know people have this perception that, you know, authors, we live this glamorous lifestyle and, you know, we're footloose and fancy-free or whatever it may be. And the funny thing is that, you know, I always say this, people are probably walking by people that you wouldn't even begin to guess what they do just by, you know, walking by them and looking at them. You wouldn't know. I know there are a lot of people that have passed by me and would never guess, you know, oh, she's a best-selling author. Okay. They may say, oh, she's attractive, but they wouldn't think, you know, best-selling author or, you know, anything like that. So I don't walk around with a sign that says best-selling author on the front or back, but maybe I should. Maybe a new way of advertising. But, well, you know, like I said, I enjoy what I do. I actually hate that I waited so long to start doing what I do, but just a lot of personal issues and things going on that I didn't have the time to dedicate to it like I do now. So I enjoy it, and I have fun with it.
Amen. More power to you. And you're still available, right?
As of right now, let me go check my email. No.
Yeah. So what part of Texas, I'm sorry?
I am in Fort Worth. So
Fort Worth. I don't even know where that is. Where's that in relation to, say, El Paso and San Antonio and Austin and all that?
Austin? Austin is not in Texas.
Austin?
Oh, you said Austin.
You don't consider Austin?
I thought I heard
you say
Austin. I'm like, is it Massachusetts? Okay.
Sorry,
no,
is my audio cutting in and out? I've been having problems with that.
No, it's okay. I just meant to hurt you.
Okay.
But no, I mean, you know, it's hard to give a relative distance because Texas is probably one of the only states you can drive 20 hours and still be in Texas.
I know. I've driven through it. It takes forever.
But El Paso is definitely the furthest from me. I'm probably about, I'm going to say at least 10 to maybe 12 hours from El Paso. Now, Austin is definitely getting closer, probably about 3.5 hours. Well, really, yeah, about 3.5 hours from Houston, and I would actually be north of Houston because Fort Worth is basically considered to be more the North Texas, central North Texas area. So relatively close to Dallas, probably about 30 minutes outside of Dallas. And that's going to be the closest metropolitan area because Austin, San Antonio, all of those places are going to be a couple of hours away at least.
Yeah. Yeah, Fort Worth, Texas. I'm pulling it up on Google Maps here.
Yeah, a relatively nice-sized city. Like I said, nowhere near the population of Dallas, but it is definitely quite a few people in the area.
Relatively clean?
Yes, relatively clean. Now,
affordable price of living?
No, it's actually relatively inexpensive to live. I think it's relatively inexpensive to live in Texas, period.
What sort of what sort of industry is driving Fort Worth?
Well, borderline construction.
Yeah, there's a big there's like a eternal housing boom in Texas, right?
They have the who?
I know there's a lot of development going on in Texas Texas like all the time.
Yeah, so that's kind of why I said construction, because, like, of course, with the rest of the nation, most people are experiencing a recession, and so they're not putting up the houses as quickly as they were because they're not able to finance them and, you know, get people into them, so forth and so on. But, you know, like I said, as far as the cost of living is relatively inexpensive, and as far as the markets in this area, healthcare is definitely big in this area. But I think it's big in a lot of places. But pretty much, you know, I think you can just about go anywhere and find a hospital and find a physician. The cells also, you know, what types of cells would be a question. But to a certain degree, like I said, construction, automotive. So...
you got NASA. Don't you have NASA nearby?
We don't have NASA, but we do have a lot of military government contract companies like Bell Helicopters that, you know, build the helicopters for the military. There's Lockheed Martin here. So we do have a lot of the Fortune, you know, 100 companies that you know, in different, I guess you could say, manufacturing. That's definitely a big one as well.
Yeah, you got Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
All those areas. That's like a sort of like a tri-city area.
Yeah.
So actually, a lot of there's a lot of lakes and bodies of water around there.
Yes, there are. Unfortunately, they are man-made, so you have been warned.
Really? Lake Arlington is man-made?
Yeah.
Mountain Creek Lake, man-made?
Yeah.
Joe Pool Lake, man-made?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Believe me, when you get
Don't tell me Grapevine Lake. Grapevine Lake, that's man-made.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, some of them are going to be nicer than others, like, for example, Grapevine, because of the area the area that is in as well, though, is a very high economical area, you know, when you get into the Grapevine, the South Lake area, especially South Lake. South Lake is actually where a lot of the Dallas Cowboy players live, and so your average house out there is about $500,000, and that's on the low end.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, you know, you have to think about it. You know, in this area, we are not near any body of water. You have to go as far as south as Houston and Galveston and Port Arthur to get to the Gulf of Mexico. And then you have to go as far west as, well, I guess you could say southwest as, I'm trying to think who would be southwest, Brownsville, you know, to get near actual bodies of water. So when you get inland of the state, like I said, most of the lakes are man-made, pretty much all of them.
Mm-hmm. Are you a San Antonio Spurs fan?
No. I'm not a basketball
fan.
No.
Dallas Mavericks?
No. I mean, I'll follow them. I'll watch them. But as far as being a fan, no.
You watch Desperate Housewives?
Absolutely not. I probably just lost readers because of that.
So you don't really care about Eva Longoria?
You know what? No, I don't. I mean, I'm going to be very honest with you. The shows I watch probably would alarm people.
Really? What do you watch?
I tend to be one of those people who watch a lot of the Criminal Minds and Deadly Women and Snapped and, you know, just a lot of the First 48, the criminal profiling, you know, forensic type of shows.
Yeah.
Yeah,
awesome.
I don't watch a lot of the Desperate Housewives and Cougar Town and, you know, Glee and stuff like that. It just doesn't do anything.
Because you live that. You live that.
I live that.
Aren't you a cougar?
No, I can't say I live that.
No.
I don't know. I just, you know, I like shows that are, I don't know, just have a plot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not into the. It's funny because I'm not into the drama thing. I'm really not.
Mm-hmm.
And most of my books do not have any drama in them, as far as, you know, something that calls you to end up on Jerry Springer or, you know, Maury's show or anything like that. I mean, it's just probably typical everyday drama that you may go through in a relationship. You know, people change, or you know, maybe a career, or just, you know, like I said, just you know, when I write, I definitely try to create realistic characters. As a matter of fact, that was one of the comments in a book review that I received about Beyond Seduction, and the reason why is because the hero in the book is a rancher. You know, everyday, typical, you know, down-to-earth type of guy. And the heroine in the book is a chef. You know, so these are not, you know, your billionaire people. These are people that you can typically relate to because they are working day-to-day, you know, making a life for themselves, and they have your average problems or bills and things like that. So, no, nothing, you know, like I said, nothing really extravagant like living on, you know, Wisteria Lane or whatever it is supposed to be. I think it's what it was. I'm not sure. But, you know, I do. I have my clown around shows, as I like to call them. You know, like, I'm a big fan of a show that's called Storm Chasers. And so
I love that show.
I find it
those
absolutely.
Guys, I would love to do what those guys do.
Well, I don't think I'll
drive around in those metal cars with video cameras trying to videotape tornadoes. That's like the greatest job ever.
Okay, if you say so.
You agree, obviously.
I watch it for the entertainment purpose, because I just find it absolutely amazing that, you know, these guys chase tornadoes around the country, you know, and it's not even necessarily, you know, I actually find the work that they're doing pretty admirable because of the fact that a lot of these guys are putting their lives on the line to try to find out more information about very violent storms. Because if you've ever experienced a tornado, which we do have quite a few here in Texas, especially where we are, because we're not too far from the Oklahoma border, which is basically, we're in Tornado Alley. I know you said you were doing a Google search. If you look in Fort Worth, we actually had I think it was an F4 tornado hit downtown Fort Worth, and it did a lot of destruction. I mean, just absolutely. I mean, and like I said, Fort Worth is a city. This is not a you know, a small town of 2,000 people, you know, there are, if they're not, I think we should be right at a million. If not at a million, we're right underneath it. And so there are a lot of people here. And for a tornado to come through a metropolitan area and hit a downtown location, you know, at a time, you know, kind of around the rush hour time, that is pretty detrimental. And so, you know, for these guys to be basically chasing around the country to try to find information to figure out how these storms develop and to predict them and to, you know, be able to give more advanced warning, I think it's a pretty cool show. So.
Yeah. Yeah, but a lot of these guys are just thrill seekers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, but I mean, if you watch the show, I think you have, I think you generally, you know, have guys that are doing it really for the research. They really are. Now, you have to be a thrill seeker to do this because your average person is not going to get into a car and chase down, you know, circulating winds for up to, you know, 240 miles per hour. You know, but if you really look at the show and you look at what these guys are doing, you know, they really are. Most of them are meteorologists. And so they are trying to, you know, gather this information. But then you have the group like, what is his name, Sean. What's this guy, the guy's name that is, one guy always wears an OU shirt. But anyway, you know, he's very animated and he's always screaming, you know, even when he's just, you know, saying hi or whatever it may be. And so, you know, they're definitely probably more of the thrill seekers, and I don't think actually any of them are meteorologists, but the rest of the team, either all of them are meteorologists or most of the team are meteorologists. And so they're actually seeking these storms out and putting these pods down to gather up information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems to me like there's in each one of these teams, there's one guy, at least one guy, that presents himself at least as being the most certifiable, you know, whatever scientific authority in the group. But even that guy sometimes has these sort of extreme tendencies where they're just, you know, they're part of them are just out there for the sport of it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely.
But it's interesting, the hierarchy, and some people have sort of unlimited purse strings to develop these radar and sonar or whatever satellite monitoring systems, and they have the technology that, you know, some people have bigger budgets and are able to dedicate a lot of resources and time to it, and other people are kind of like just doing it by the seat of their pants.
Exactly.
But there was one guy that was shooting it in IMAX. Like his ultimate rush was to like plop his, he had the armored car where he could just like anchor it to some spot, and he had this like little canopy at the top of his car where he could it was part camera, part like almost looked like a little gunner canopy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And but it was an IMAX camera, and his goal was to plop it down right in the eye of a tornado and film it in IMAX. And this poor guy, he's like, you know, and these guys, they wait all year round for the tornado season to start, and then they spend, you know, whatever, those couple months just zigzagging all over the middle of the country, chasing you know, storm formations. Like right now, like today, there's tornado warnings in Illinois, across Illinois, southern Illinois.
Interesting. But yeah, I think that's Sean, and he is, I think it's a TIFF. And it's something like something intercept vehicle. That's what it stands for. Yeah, so I watched your show a little bit too much, evidently.
Well, whatever. I'm glad you called in here, Stephanie. And I apologize for typing stuff in the chat room. I promise you I will never do that again. You notice I don't call you Steph. I call you Stephanie.
Apology accepted. I don't know. It's just, it's one of those pet peeve things, you know. I don't know. I'm one of those people that I like my name. And my dad actually named me. And so he passed away. It'll be 2 years in April of 2011. And so it just is one of those things. It's like, the name is Stephanie. Call me Stephanie. So, other than that, I'm pretty relaxed and laid back. But if you call me Steph, you know, it'll get you the sigh.
Fair enough. Stephanie, it is. I think Stephanie is a beautiful name.
Well, thank you.
And I think I've already told you that 99.99999% of the time, Stephanies are hot.
Are you going for brownie porn?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Uh-huh.
Although.
Oh, dear.
I don't know if I know what you look like. I don't know if I know what you look like, because I think I've been on your Facebook, and your Facebook is just like all the pictures from your books.
Well, if you go into my photo section, there are definitely photos of me from different book signings. So I'm in there. Yeah.
I didn't go far enough down the rabbit hole. My bad.
Probably didn't, yeah. But, you know, I'm in there, like I said, there's a few pictures of me and pictures of me with my readers and other authors, so I'm definitely in there. And I am definitely hot.
And I'm definitely hot for you now.
Oh, I don't know why I encourage you.
Wow. If you ever need.
Do I ever.
Need someone to pose for one of these? Well, I guess I'm not really in that.
Well, it's actually.
Do you ever want to reenact any of the poses on the covers of your books? Let me know. Oh, hey,
nope.
Stephanie, I probably already asked you this, but do you have a BTR show?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I'm sorry?
Any plans for a BTR show?
Not right now. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I actually participate in quite a few different shows just with other artists and, you know, other just shows in general about romance, sex, or whatever you have it. So, you know, right now that is pretty much what it's going to be. But if I do decide to do a show, you'll be the first to know.
I can't wait. I hope you do it, at least, even if it's just like a one-off thing.
I don't think I have the voice for a BTR show.
All right, fine. I'll just have to force you to be a guest on my show from time to time.
Yeah, it's not a problem. As long as I have advance notice, and like not like 5 minutes.
Right, 10.
Yeah, okay. Let's try to make that 24 hours. If we can do 24 hours, we're doing good.
All right. Done.
And hope I don't have anything else planned.
Well, we're getting close to shutting down the little shindig here we call disorderly conduct. I want to thank Stephanie Morris for joining me here in the second hour. And Stephanie, do you have anything you want to plug before we sign off here?
Well, again, if you're looking for me or any of my work, you can definitely find me on Facebook, Author Stephanie Morris. Or you can find me on my website, stephaniemorris.web.com, and there's a link to my Facebook there as well. And it has been a pleasure, Vince.
Likewise, I appreciate it, Stephanie. I look forward to visiting again with you very soon, and I will definitely catch up with you on Facebook for sure.
Sounds good.
All right, Stephanie Morris. Ladies and gentlemen, and I thank you all for tuning in with me here this evening / morning. And we were blessed with Ole Ritter earlier, and then Stephanie Morris, who Ole Ritter totally missed. Like, I hope Ole Ritter goes back and listens to this episode and hears how I got to hang out with Stephanie for the last hour of the show after Ole Ritter just bailed. He just does that. He comes in, does like, it's almost like a comedy kamikaze mission. He just comes in and goes wild and then bails. That's fine. I see how it is. Anywho, thanks to everybody for tuning in and joining me on air, where you, the listener, and the caller take priority here. I appreciate all the calls today, tonight, and I look forward to doing it again soon with you. I'll probably do it again tomorrow at the same time, which was 10 p.m. Pacific. That seems to be a comfortable time for me. Hopefully it works for you once again. That's tomorrow, which would be today for a lot of you. Thursday night, that's turkey night. I don't know. Who knows? I might be in a turkey coma, so maybe I won't. But keep your eyes peeled. We're going to sign off here for the live broadcast. I might go, I think I'm going to do, I always do a little something on the other side for the podcast subscribers. So if you want to join me on the other side over there, please do. And until next time, it's Vince in the Bay signing off here on Disorderly Conduct. I'll see you in overtime. Ciao. Disorderly Conduct, Vince in the Bay. This is the overtime. I thought I was going to have Stephanie into the overtime. She's hanging on for a while there. And but she's still in the chat right now. She said, it was a pleasure hanging out with you tonight, and have a great night, and happy Thanksgiving. And same to you, Stephanie. What a beautiful piece of work Stephanie is. She is a talent, and I think she only scratches the surface here on the air with us. It's obvious that she has some amazing erotic talents that she channels into her work, which is amazing. She had seven books she came out with last year. Un-for-real. Well, that wraps it up for me, kids. Vince in the Bay signing off. Thanks again for joining me. Thank you to Old Rooter. Joining me tonight. That was great. Stephanie Morris. Always a pleasure. Hope to catch you folks again soon. If you didn't catch me live this time, try me live again tomorrow. I'm going to try to do the show at 10 p.m. Pacific tomorrow. I might be in Los Angeles tomorrow night, so it might be broadcasting from Los Angeles. So look out for that. Probably no Insider Extreme for that. But, and I'll probably still be trolling other shows as I did all day today, like a complete loser. But what can you do? What can you do? Let's see, did I have any, before I sign off here, I want to see if there's anything I missed. I had all this Stephanie Morris on Twitter. Let's see if I find her on Twitter. Stephanie Morris. Yeah, Stephanie Morris is S-M-O-R-R-I-S Books. S. Morris Books on Twitter. That's what it is. Twitter.com/S Morris Books. And I'm following her. And that's good. I will definitely be tweeting her Twitter. Tweeting her twatter. Twatting her twit. Tweeting her twat. I think I did all the news that there was to do today. There was some China and Russia announced that they're going to openly not trade with the dollar. So the dollar is slowly not instead of just a straight clean break with the dollar, people are across the other nations are slowly decoupling from the dollar as a reserve currency. Because you have China and Russia have now opened a non-dollar trading agreement. Former enemies in Northern Asia have agreed to abandon long-standing rules that require cross-border transactions to be conducted in foreign currency and in dollars in particular. China and Russia previously forced one another's importers to pay a third-party currency, usually the dollar. Last year, this dollar trade came to $38.8 billion, and is on track to reach an annualized run rate of $60 billion this year. However, as of today, this trade may be denominated in rubles or yuan instead of foreign currency. Both countries have allowed citizens to convert from one unit to the other. Russian banks will allow yuan exchange early next month, and their Chinese counterparts already support the ruble. and initial tests of the last decade have gone well. This is not really a game changer in terms of the dollar's role in either country's foreign currency reserves, but it does seem to part a concerted effort by global players to diversify their trade settlements away from dollars. Commodities are central here. Russia wants its own commodities exchange to trade in oil. Russia wants its own commodities exchange to trade oil and rubles. With a forecast 1 billion barrels of Russian oil flowing into China every year through the new Siberian pipeline, yuan-ruble oil trade makes sense. Except that Russian commodities exchange within a few years. In the meantime, do not expect either China or Russia to dump the dollar outright anytime soon. This news is not hurting DXY. I think that's the dollar exchange. Yeah, so there you go. Miami Heat, a late no-show, and lost to Orlando Magic. The Heat rallied to take a fourth-quarter lead, but had no answers down the stretch, and losing its third in a row to drop to 8-7 in Orlando. How you view the Heat's 104-95 loss in Orlando depends on all perspective. Head coach Eric Spoelstra, LeBron James, and Dwayne Wade saw a great effort Wednesday night. Blobbity bloobity blah. Yep, Heat lose. 8-7. DMX arrested. We covered that. Aaron Berry. Didn't get to Aaron Berry. Aaron Berry is the lady behind the Tony Parker and Ava Longoria divorce. She is the wife of Parker's former teammate, Brent Berry. She had been sending hundreds of text messages to Parker, which had been discovered by Longoria. Aaron Berry is a mutual friend of Ava Longoria, actress of Desperate Housewives, and Tony Parker. The couple is married since 2007, and the two are without any children till now. It has also been reported that Ava Longoria deeply loved Tony Parker. Ava Longoria filed for a divorce paper against Parker in Los Angeles Superior Court, citing irreconcilable differences. Blabbity blubbity blabbity. Wow. And they have a picture of Aaron Berry. And God, she's hot. She's totally hot. Yeah. Yep. Good for Tony. Anyway, that wraps up. That's the end of that. I'm Vince in the Bay. Join me on the internet, vincesvaults.com, twitter.com/VTOCCE. YouTube.com/VTOCCE, Facebook.com/VTOCCE, and BlogTalkRadio.com/VTOCCE. Good night. Happy Gobble Gobble Turkey Day. And go Cowboys and the Lions tomorrow, or today, I should say. And we'll see you next time. Ciao. Can't live my life with no redeem or right.